You know, unlike us, we go around looking for that perfect gift, but God knew exactly what perfect gift we needed, didn't he? And almost 2,000 years ago, it's just like what it says here in 1 John chapter 4. This is how God showed his love. God sent his one and his only son into the world that through him we might live. Praise God. Amen. So today I want us to look at this and kind of think about what this really means to us. And to think about what maybe we can do during this Christmas season, because I mean all of us are operating in this Christmas season. What can we do as born-again believers, what can we do to show that kind of love to somebody else who may or may not know Jesus Christ? See, John recorded this and said, this is how God showed that love. He sent his only son into this world so that through him we might have life, so that we might live. See, God didn't just say that he loved us. Isn't it easy to sometimes just walk up to somebody and say, you know, I love you, brother? Does that take a whole lot of skin off of our... We don't have to put out a whole lot of lot for that, do we? I love you. You know, it's easy to tell our kids we love us. It's easy to tell our families we love it. But God did something more than just say, hey, Jer, I love you, and then turn around and walk off. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to show that he loves me, that he loves you, that he loves every man, woman, boy, and girl all over this creation. Praise God. And so when we think about the gifts that we want to give, when you stop and you think about the gifts that you want to give, I hope what you start to see is, you know what? If I really want to make this gift meaningful, I need to wrap it in love. Unconditional love. The same type of love that God gave to me. So I'd like to spend just a couple moments and look at what kind of gifts do we give and really why do we give them? Did you ever stop and think about why you give gifts? Why do you give gifts? Anybody? Just what's the first reason that comes to your mind? Why do you give a gift? Huh? Well, okay, I heard I care about that person. What was the other one? Go ahead. Love. Oh, it's expected. Any other reasons why you might give a gift? Huh? Tradition. Guilt. Oh, somebody might send you a gift and you haven't given them a gift, so you got to go out and buy a gift and send it off to them so that before Christmas time, so you got to spend it, you know, especially if it comes just a couple of days before Christmas, that means you get to ship it out priority overnight and stuff, right? Oh, I really love that person now because I'll send them that $20 gift and spend $50 to get it there. Any other reasons why we give gifts? Because we want to. Any others? Lots of reasons, aren't there? A lot of reasons. How about the one I didn't hear? It sort of fit with the guilt thing. I give a gift because I want somebody to give me a gift back. I shared with the first service that when I was growing up, Mom and Dad always said, here's X number of dollars, you know, out of your allowance, and you can go out and need to buy some gifts for the family. And I thought, yeah, this is cool. I'm going to buy some gifts for them. My gifts are cheap, but they're going to give me some big ones. But if I don't give them anything, they won't send me anything. They won't give me anything. So we'd go out, and Joanne, my sister, and I would go out and buy little trinkety gifts and send them off to all of our relatives in hopes that that would remind them to be sure to send a gift to their favorite whoever, grandson, niece, nephew, whatever. So sometimes we do it for selfish reason. Thank goodness God didn't do it. Do you ever give a bad gift? Have you? Have you ever given a bad gift when you think about it? Have you ever given a silly gift? I think sometimes silly gifts are easier to give because what we've done is we can't really think of something, so we go, I'll just get that. That's kind of goofy. They'll like that. I mentioned the first service that oftentimes that's what we see at White Elephant, those White Elephant parties. How many of y'all have not gone to a White Elephant party? Have not ever been? Okay, two, three, four. You need to go sometime. Aren't they a blast? Har, har, har. Anyway, these white elephant parties, white elephant gift parties, if you will, are when people are, and usually happen around Christmas time, don't they? And it's usually where we give those goofy gifts that have been sitting there on a shelf for at least a year because we got the goofy gift from somebody the previous year, and now we want to turn around. We haven't used it. We just put it up there, and they're like, oh, what do I got to do with that? It's back there on a shelf someplace, so I'm going to drag this thing back out. I'm going to wrap it all up, and now I'm going to take it to the white elephant party, and I'm going to be able to give it away. So what we do is we all come together, and we sit around a table, or we sit in chairs, and we draw numbers, and then we go, oh, gosh, I hope I don't get Aunt So-and-so's number, because I know what she's got. Y'all ever do it that way? I like the other one where you pass it around, you know, because it helps keep, you still get some pretty raunchy things. I remember the party that we went to. No, I'm not going to tell what we got. No. But we did go to one, and it was hosted by our deacons up in another church someplace else. And let me tell you something. There's some things in there that you would not want to. They were embarrassing. It was kind of like, oh. Some things that got passed around from one year to the next. And this one always was passed around. And everybody knew that whoever that one that had it, oh, gosh, you don't want Neil's, or you don't want Joe's, or you don't want, you know, oh, no, uh-uh, because it was bad. But these goofy things, you know, one of the other ones that came to my mind when thought about goofy gifts was one of those handy-dandy Ronco items, you know, like the 76 Bass-O-Matic that Dan Aykroyd, you know, showed back a number of years back. Y'all remember that? Before some of your times, maybe you picked it up on reruns or something. It even comes complete with a dead bass to put in it. But anyway, how many of us want one of those things for our gift? That would be kind of like gross. I don't want that. Not very useful. What am I going to do with something like that? I wouldn't even call those type of gifts are not even second rate or third rate gifts, are they? They're not. They're really not. They're not really given out of a symbol of true love. It's like, oh, I had to buy that, so therefore, this is goofy. This is good and goofy. Yeah. But when we consider God, because that's where I really want to go. That's all fun. That other stuff's all fun. But you stop and you think about God and the gifts that God gives. God never has given a second rate, a third rate, or a goofy gift. It's always been the best. It's always been perfect. Can't get any better. And you know what? He still gives that same type of gifts to you and me today, even when we know him. Once we have accepted the most precious gift of all, being his son, Jesus Christ, he still continues to pour out gifts in love. The very first one, I got to talk about this one because, I mean, if you don't have that first one, well, you won't appreciate the rest of them. So you got to have the first one. But the Romans, remember in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." The most precious gift that God gave is his son, Jesus Christ, through whom we can have eternal life. Praise God. I don't deserve that gift. None of us deserve that gift. But God gave that gift. I couldn't even go out and buy it. I don't care if I had a $100,000 credit card. I couldn't go out and buy it. Amen? I couldn't get it. No way. I don't deserve it. I can't afford it. So I can't go out and get it. But God loved me so much that he gave it to me. He gave it to each one of us. He gives it. He holds it out to anyone, to everyone, and says, all you have to do is receive my gift. Amen? On faith, period. Once we have that gift, there are a whole bunch of other gifts of God that just keep pouring into our lives. One of the gifts is the gift of peace. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you," did he not? He said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives." And then he said, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid." The gift of peace strips out all fear. from our lives. The gift of peace strips out all stress, all that anxiety that Jesus is talking about. What a gift, amen? Amen. What a gift. And that is the only gift, that is the only kind of peace, the peace of God that comes out of Jesus Christ himself. That's the only one that I know of that works when you're going through a stress situation, regardless of whether it's health, financial, job, family, whatever it happens to be. That is the only one that'll take that stress out of your life. And that's the peace of God. And that one's awesome. But again, it's tied right back into the first one. And that's that salvation gift. It's tied into that salvation gift. If you don't have the salvation, you're not going to get the others. It's just that plain and simple. It won't work. Might try to force it, but it won't happen, will it? You got to have the salvation. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, he said, "For it is by grace," this is one of the powerful parts of this, "by grace you have been saved. Not of yourself, not by works that you may boast, but by grace, by God's grace, you and I are saved." Thank goodness. What a Christmas present. What a Christmas present. By salvation by God's grace. I'm given this gift of salvation by God's grace because I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. I haven't done anything to deserve it at all. We can't do anything to deserve it. I can't go out and earn it. Much as we try to do it sometimes. We can't earn it. I can't go out and buy it. And I can't even walk to God's castle and knock down the doors and go in and steal it. It has to be given. And it's by His grace. By His grace. And it's given freely when in faith, right? In faith. All we do is turn to Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins, asking God's forgiveness and accepting His forgiveness because He gives the forgiveness. Amen. And He gives us His eternal life. Wow. By simply putting our trust in Him. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. We go, yeah, that's cool. But you know what? If God said, that's all you get. You get nothing else. I'd say, praise God, that's plenty. Thank you, God. Amen? Amen. What more do I need other than God's salvation by His grace? What more do I need? But He doesn't stop there. He keeps on going. He keeps on going, and He meets our every need. Now, He doesn't meet your every want. He doesn't meet your name it and claim it, so I'm sorry. He just doesn't do it. But He meets your every need. Every need. And you know what? The thing I found about God, walking with Him, I've walked with Him since I was 13 years old, and I'm going to tell you what. He will meet your need the moment you need it. You will get it the moment you need it, and you will get exactly what you need. Amen. Not more. Not less, not too late, and not too early. Because we probably wouldn't accept it by faith then, would we? We'd think it was something else. We'd think, oh, we did that. Amen? Perfect timing. I was telling the folks in the first service, I've known businessmen. I know you guys have too. Some of you could testify to it in your own lives. I've known businessmen who would say that, you know, they just trusted God to meet their needs, and He did. The money for the equipment mortgage payment came in. The money for a loan that was due came in right there. And not too much, not too little, but always just the right amount. Right when you need it. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, He said, "Don't worry." Didn't He? Didn't He say, "I'm going to meet all of your needs"? He said, "Don't worry what you're going to eat. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about what you're going to put on." He said, the pagans ran after all of this type of stuff. This is where they go. They go chasing all this stuff. But He said, the Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. He said, He knows exactly what you need. And if you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, He says, He will give it to you. That's a gift. Those give words are gifts. He means, I'm going to give it to you. freely because I love you. That's what he's saying. God gives us exactly what we need. He gives us our daily portion. And all we have to do is seek him first in his righteousness and trust him, and he'll provide it. What a loving God, meeting our needs. He is so unlike you and I when it comes to giving gifts. We want something back in return, don't we? If I give a gift, I get hurt if somebody doesn't smile or they come up and say, oh, I really appreciated the gift. Amen? What about you? You do it, don't you? You know, you give something and you don't get it. Oh, gee, that was really nice. I really appreciate it. And you go, they didn't really mean that. I'm hurt. Right? Yeah. But does God? No. God gives and doesn't expect anything back. Sometimes we give our gifts and we want to feel good. God gives it because he loves us, not to make him feel good. But here's our Lord. This is him. He's got a completely different mindset, a completely different way of giving. And once we have Jesus Christ, guess what? We have also got that same mind. We can give with that same unconditional love that he gave himself for us with. So I don't have to worry about God ever giving me a white elephant gift. Thank goodness. No Ronco Bass-O-Matics. I don't have to worry about God giving me a 6-foot-long diamondback rattler that hasn't eaten on anything for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and he's full of venom. I don't have to sweat that. God gives me gifts that are good for me, that are perfect, that show his love. Amen. That's what he does for each one of us. James talks about it in James chapter 1, and he says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Thank goodness our God doesn't change. He's not going to go, you know what, I don't like you this year. You didn't have enough good gold stars on your chart this year, so guess what? You get the lump of coal. No, that's not God. Amen? He's a good God. Every good gift is from above, from the Father, from God, who only gives perfect, good gifts because he loves his children that much. God never holds back. That's a gift in itself. He pours out abundantly. He's not stingy. Sometimes when we give gifts, we go, well, let's see. Yeah, they didn't give me that much last year. I don't think I'll give them that much this year. Amen? Right? They only gave me a box of candy last year. I think that they'll get a cheaper box for me this year. Right? Isn't that the way our minds go? Yeah. But fortunately, our God doesn't. And he just pours them out like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1. He says, praise be to the God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He has poured this out on us. God's gift of all kinds comes out of his flat-out generosity. He is just overly, abundantly generous. And so if you ask yourself the question, and you know, if you think about gifts that God gives, and you go, why, God, why do you do this? Why do you do it? There's only one answer. He does it because he loves you. He loves you unconditionally. And his love pours out for you, for me, for white folk, for black folk, for Asian folks, for Muslim folks, for Arab folks, for whoever folks, all across this globe. God loves people. He loves us all. Amen. One of our favorite verses, and I know it's probably one of yours, I think it's a favorite Christian verse, period. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would have life eternal and would not perish. Amen. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but to do what? To save the world through him. That's love. And so, you know, while we may give all sorts of gifts to our families, to our friends this Christmas, and yeah, to an extent we follow a tradition of giving, the real bottom line of real Christian giving has got to be, you've got to wrap that puppy in love, unconditional love, Jesus Christ love. Because when you do, I think what you're going to find is you're going to give with a completely different motive. And you're going to be blessed in so many, so many different ways. Ways that you won't even expect. I got to ask you a question, though, because see, the first thing that in order, if you want God, how many of y'all want God's gifts? Maybe we're all sitting in here today and go, I don't want them. I don't think so. But anyway, I'd say all of us in here want God's gifts. The very first thing, the very first gift you've got to receive is the gift of salvation. Because the rest of them won't come. They really won't. And God wants to give it. So if there is somebody in here this morning, or if there's somebody on the internet, or there's somebody who has one of the DVDs later and they're watching it, I'd just ask you to do this. Open up your heart to the Lord today. Open up your heart to the Lord today and invite Jesus Christ to come into your life. Trusting in Jesus. Put your faith in him. Put your heart in him. The Bible says, all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's a promise. That's a God promise. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And that means me. That means you. That means anybody who's watching. That means anybody, any place in this world. We don't have to try to earn it. We don't have to try to buy it. We don't have to try to work our way into it. Because it won't happen anyway. Because we've all fallen short. And God says, all you have to do is trust in my Son, Jesus Christ. Yeah, ask forgiveness of your sins because you've fallen short. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You're not going to get there on your merits. You can't do it. And you ask his forgiveness and you accept it. And then you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life to be your Savior and to be your Lord. To let him manage from this point thereon. And once you've done that, now you're ready to be able to share that same love that God shared with you with anybody and everybody. And you can take all those Christmas presents that you're going to be given this year, and even if you've got them wrapped up, and even if you put them in the mail, you can now wrap them with God's love. Put that love around that gift as it goes. Show that love of Christ. Got a short, really kind of a short little video that we're going to look at because maybe you know somebody and you're going, you know, I really ought to show love to maybe somebody down the street or maybe somebody across the country that somebody's talked to you about or somebody, period, doesn't matter who. You might be able to be the miracle that God wants to use if you just open up your heart to him. The issue is not the price tag. The issue is to show the love of Jesus Christ, who gave his, poured out his love for each one of us. God doesn't give those white elephants, but he sure gave the best to each one of us. So this Christmas season, why don't you show some of that love to somebody? And it might be no more than a plate of cookies wrapped up and given in love. Amen. Show your love. Show Christ's love to somebody who could really use it this year. There's a lot of folks that need to hear about the one who loves them. And his name's Jesus. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you so much that you cared that much about each one of us. You loved us that much. That you would come. That you would eventually lay your life down for us. I just want to thank you. Your love is just—it's just immeasurable. The gifts that you give are beyond belief. They're beyond imagination, and we thank you so very much for loving us that much. And Lord, there may be—if there is somebody here this morning who has never trusted Jesus, I would pray today that this would be the day that they would accept that love gift, his name being Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their lives to be their Savior, their Lord, turning their life over to him. It may be, Father, that maybe we've harbored some of those wrongful attitudes about gift giving, and maybe you're showing us that we need to just change that this year and wrap all of our gifts with love, your love. May each one of us, Father, just spend the next few moments in allowing your Spirit to minister to us, and then may we act, may we respond in the way that you desire. It may be to accept Jesus Christ, because we have never done so. I pray, Father, this morning, if that be the case, if there's anyone here who has not received Jesus, that they would receive that precious gift today. And then they would come during this time of invitation, this time of response. Because I'd like to talk to you for just a couple moments. It may be that you just want to come and use the altar. Maybe you want to come and spend some time with the Lord this morning. Or maybe you want to just do it right where you're at. That's okay too. But use this time. Use this time to just respond to the Lord.